from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Well, as Mike had said just a little bit ago, where do we start? Because this was a jam-packed weekend. Good to have week one of college football underneath all of our belts. And so we can talk a little bit about Georgia and how they kicked off their season, knocking off Clemson. This was ugly for your Tigers, if you are a Tigers fan. A 34-3 on Saturday. So the number one team rolls along. Carson Beck throwing for almost close to 300 yards, including a pair of touchdowns. So they opened up in a big way. They opened up a can in a big way on Saturday.
Yeah, I think a lot of Georgia fans are a little bit in their feelings about the first half. From what I've heard, it was you could call it a sleepy start, but I thought Clemson's defense was phenomenal in this game for the most part until they just kind of got worn down, and this was like a championship fight that went 8 rounds, and you're like, man, this is a good fight. And then the last 4 rounds of the fight, the champion just stood up and dominated. You know, Georgia at one point became too much for Clemson, and there was not enough firepower for Clemson. I mean, even with their defense is fast, Mike, especially on the perimeter. I thought they made some great plays, but when it came down to it, you saw the better team just rise up and dominate that second half.
Yeah, I agree with you. That first the first half, they're flying around, and I was actually paying attention to AJ Terrell's little brother, because we talked to AJ Terrell in camp about his brother and how excited he was. I know AJ and Kevin Butler were both the captains for the game, so watching that kind of out the gate, I thought the front for Clemson played really well. And to your point, I thought Clemson's defense got worn down in the second half, and it wasn't so much that, you know, they were just getting mashed. It was just there's so many targets for Georgia. There's so many offensive weapons that you feel like are kind of on the same tier. You know, watching guys like Dylan Bell, watching Lovett, watching Smith. I mean, all those guys getting their hands on the ball can just send it to the next level. I thought they were as dangerous, as they have been in the past. You missing Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers, but watching the names they have just kind of continue to surface, I thought there was more targets in this one, just spread wildly for Carson Beck than we've seen in the past.
Yeah, you see you see them go to the portal and make things happen, like London Humphrey, guy that just pops up and has a great day. I'll tell you this, give Mike Bobo some credit too, because Mike Bobo in that second half, he started that second half drive with some play calls that basically changed that game completely around with what Clemson was looking at, and it got him off schedule with them.
Hey, and who stepped up for running backs? The young guy, the freshman, Nate Frazier. So 83 yards, 11 carries, and a touchdown. So Georgia finding a multitude of ways to get it done against Clemson. Other scores around college football. You want to talk about Bama? Do we need to talk about Bama?
I mean, I'll be honest, Tiff, I don't know what I saw. They were
63-0.
Yeah, I mean,
as you expect that maybe they should over.
Well, the point is, I thought they were more explosive than they've shown in a really long time. The problem is, it was like they didn't need to do anything else. It just kind of was what it was. They were very, very, very explosive, racked up a lot of yards, but it wasn't like Jalen Milroe came out and showed you what Jalen Milroe is going to do all year. He was absolutely throwing the ball down the field. And when you have games like that, when you don't even have 10 throws and you're racking up that many, you know, passing yards, I don't think it's a key for anything down the stretch. It looked to me like the old Chip Kelly Oregon teams playing Idaho. It's like, okay, yeah, you're really explosive. I don't know what else you are.
You at least take from it, they took care of business. Like, sometimes you can end up playing down to an opponent, and this is no slight against Western Kentucky.
No, I agree with you.
But you know, they did what they had to do.
And let me put it this way. They were exactly what I thought they would be offensively. Defensively, I thought they played better than I even thought they would. They were locked down defensively on that side of the ball. I know that their new defense coordinator, Kane Womack, was like, love to see more turnovers. But it was what it was. I thought they played well. I have no idea what it means the rest of the season, but they definitely took care of business. So,
hey, it's what you wanted, though. You didn't want them to struggle. You don't want to see, you know, Kalen DeBoer didn't need that coming out. And I know that we're probably going to try to talk to him when they play Georgia here in about a month or end of the month. But that's what they needed. That's exactly what he needed to start his era.
Number 7, Notre Dame beat number 20th ranked Texas A&M on the road 23-13. So A&M not off to the start that they were hoping for, especially when you have Notre Dame coming in.
Somebody tweeted, this is what you get when you hire Elmer Fudd.
Oh,
talking about
it.
Mike Elko.
Oh, man.
I thought that was rough.
You know, I had not even thought until that game kicked off about the fact that it was Riley Leonard against Mike Elko.
I know.
It had not even crossed my mind.
Well,
and we had talked about that game a bunch.
I knew Riley Leonard. I think Riley Leonard, if Notre Dame can roll off some wins and he plays to what he is, you're going to hear Riley Leonard's name mentioned with Carson Beck's in the Heisman Trophy conversation. But Notre Dame going on the road, whatever you think of Texas A&M, that's not an easy place to win. And going on the road and out physical in a Texas A&M team, that's impressive.
And good for Marcus Freeman, too, man. If you watch him, like, bringing those guys out of that tunnel to start that year, I know there's been a lot of questions about what his tenure will be like, you know, once Brian Kelly left and he was kind of put into that role. First of all, the dude is yoked. I'll just go ahead and just get that one out there. I was like, this dude's like just bulging in the freaking. I'm like, yes, dude, look. He is yoked.
We were watching a game with a group of our neighbors, and somebody goes, one of the girls goes, oh, who's that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not even a female. And I was like, man, who's that guy? No, he was a. Right. He looks like. I can't talk about how good looking the guy is.
No, you can't.
I mean, golly.
I didn't name names. I didn't name names.
No, man.
Who's
look,
that?
Save myself.
Hey,
no, it is what
I'm
it is,
to
man.
Get to the
I was
team
like,
here.
Man, that you would think any other team you'd be watching, you'd be going, golly, man, that strength coach is ripped. No, that's the head man. Like, he looks like no other head man in college football, and his team looked really good Saturday night, too.
All right, we got a couple more scores to get to when we come back, including two of our alma maters here. Both of them did not fare well. I'll give you a little hint there. And man up, this segment where I guess you guys are going to make fun of yourselves.
I'm going to make fun of Mike. I'm never wrong.
I can laugh at you guys?
I'm never wrong,
okay.
So I'll make fun of Mike.
All right.
That's fine.
We'll
if
weigh
you
in
can
on
find something in there, go ahead.
Reaction to some predictions in Man Up. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift. We'll be right back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.